Heading out to Kurt. Kurt is in Ramona.
Good
Hi,
morning.
Kurt.
Good morning.
Do me a favor, pal. Would you kick Tammy out of our studio, please?
Absolutely. Tammy, I hate to ask you this, but would you give us some privacy for a few moments?
You bet.
Wow. Kurt, five pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tam. You get $100 thanks to West Automotive Group. Five San Diego locations, AAA rated, the highest quality automotive service and repair in San Diego County. Also got to let you know, Kurt, all ties are going to go to Tammy, okay?
Okay.
Legendary rapper Sir Mix-a-Lot had a birthday this week. According to his legendary song, he likes big what? And he cannot lie.
He likes big butts.
This week, we celebrated National Vinyl Record Day. Sunday, Jason Aldean and Luke Bryan will be at Petco. Which one of them released their debut record first?
Luke Bryan.
Also this week, National Middle Child Day. Who is the middle child on The Simpsons?
I have no idea.
Marvel was fined $160,000 by the city of San Diego over a huge Avengers Doomsday ad that was supposedly a potential safety hazard. Who's playing Dr. Doom in the upcoming Avengers Doomsday movie?
I'm not an Avengers fan, so I don't know.
Okay, and finally, Henry Winkler's parents weren't supportive of his dreams until he actually made it. He says, quote, "It was too late. I just didn't care. I needed them to be on board when I was confused about everything." Henry became a worldwide superstar in the 70s playing the Fonz, but had a career comeback in the 90s playing Principal Himbry from Woodsboro High School in what slasher film?
I do not know.
All right, let's get Tam back in. All right, Kurt, what's happening with you?
Just showing up for work.
Okay, what do you do?
I'm a teaching assistant at Miramar College.
Oh, right on, man. Well, we love when educated people listen to our show. Was it a mistake?
You know, sometimes you just got to dumb yourself down for a little bit before you got to go think a lot.
I stumbled upon these guys. All of a sudden, I can't remember my name, but I like their show a lot. All right. What? Kurt did 1 out of 5. Okay. I bet before he listened to us, he would have gone 5 for 5.
Yeah,
but
maybe.
What do you know? Sorry about that, Kurt. Timmy, legendary rapper Sir Mix-a-Lot had a birthday this week. According to his legendary song, he likes big what and cannot lie?
He likes big butts.
I mean, come on. Get in line, pal. It's 1-to-1. This week, we celebrated National Vinyl Record Day. Sunday, Jason Aldean and Luke Bryan will be at Petco. Which of them released their debut record first?
Okay, so we know the time that they first. I think it's Jason.
It is Jason Aldean. Jason's self-titled album came out in 2005. Luke's I'll Stay Me came out in 2007. I would have guessed Luke. I would have gotten it wrong.
I just feel like I can feel us playing Jason Aldean together on the radio before Luke.
Tammy, we've been together for 20-something years. We've done everything together.
Oh, that's true.
Right.
It's 2-to-1. Also, this week was National Middle Child Day. By the way, it should shock no one that I am a middle child.
Me too.
Oh, that's right. Oh, my God.
I'm the oldest child.
Ah, you can kind of tell.
Stop bossing us around.
Who's the middle child on The Simpsons, Tammy?
Even though she seems older, I miss Lisa.
Lisa's the middle child. That's right. 3-1, Tam. Marvel was fined $160,000 by the city of San Diego over a huge Avengers Doomsday ad during Comic-Con. They probably could afford it, I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Who's playing Dr. Doom in the upcoming Avengers Doomsday movie?
Robert Downey Jr.
That's right. I still don't know how they're going to pull this off, but I'm sure it'll be magnificent.
Better be.
Marvel knows what they're doing. I just watched that last Spider-Man movie, along with the rest of the world. They're doing okay. All right, 4-1, Tammy. And finally, Henry Winkler's parents were not supportive of his dreams until he actually made it, which is kind of sad. No, it's just really sad. Henry became a worldwide superstar in the 70s playing the Fonz, but had a career comeback in the 90s playing Principal Himbry from Woodsboro High School in what slasher film?
I don't know.
Woodsboro High, The Principal, The 90s, Ghostface.
Oh.
The original Scream.
And no, today, I don't know that I've actually ever seen any Scream movie all the way through. I think I've just seen little bits and pieces.
There's been 7 of them. They've done quite well.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, despite Tammy not knowing that one, it still happened, and that means today we finish with a score.
What the hell do you do that for? Oh. There's lots of things you've never seen.
Can we move on? 4-1.
Help me.
Today, Kurt, you're not going to win any of Tammy's money, but we're going to get you a great prize.
We'll be seeing you at KSON's Country Christmas at Front Wave Arena on December 5th, starring Max McNown, Ian Munsick, Graham Barham, and more.
Awesome. Sounds great.
Kurt, before you leave, pal, I have to have you say this.
I'm Curtin Ramona, and I flunked out of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.